Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, about 7 lines down from the top, Omar Ula, Omar Eish Lakish, Tomei, Shehichnis Yada Lefnim, Loke. So the Tomei puts his arm, his hand inside the Azor, he gets Malkish, and Emar, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, in Vayikriyid Beis, Velamigdash Lo Sova Ad Melosi Mei Tahara, Makish Bia Linegia. So in the same pasuk, the Torah mentions Lo Siga, the Negia, and Lo Savo, the Bia. And this teaches us the following Hekish Ma Negia B'miktas, which means part of his goof. He was Nogea Kodshim, Bechol, he violated Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga as a Tomei. Ishma Negia, and the Torah says that he's Metame Kodesh, because a Negia is usually B'miktas Gufo, by definition. Yes, the Torah enjoins him from being Metame Kodesh. Af Bia B'miktas, also Bia, when he goes in part of his Guf, Shma Bia, and he gets Malkus for going in, and that's what Reish Lakish derives from this Hekesh. Now the Achronim have a problem here. Just one second, the light went out here. Just one second. Even without the halacha as formulated by the Gemara, Bia b'miktas shmei Bia, he should be chay of this Tomei Shehichnis Yadav Lazara. It shouldn't be any worse than the case of Machnis Sheretz Lazor. The Rambam in the third parak of Bias Migdash says that if a person brings a Sheretz into the Azora, he's Chayiv Koris. Why is bringing your hand into the Azora, if you're a Tomei, any worse than bringing a Sheretz in? And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer gives the answer that the Issa to bring Sheretz in is also defined by the regulations of Bia. So that if Bia b'miktas lav shmei Bia, then he'd be potter for bringing a sheretz inside. Now, exactly what the definition of Bia b'miktas shmei Bia is, does it mean that Bia b'miktas is considered as if his entire body went in, or is there a chiddush that he's chayev even on miktas Bia? Tosin Yevamis asks the following question. According to Ula, who we're going to learn a little bit later, that there's a heter from Mitzora to bring his hands into the Azora for the purpose of Taras HaMitzora for Matan Bahonos, even though Ula is of the opinion, as we saw here, that Bia B'miktas Shmei Bia, why does he have to just put his hands in? Why can't he go in his entire body in order to receive the Matan Bahonos? And Tosus answers that this din of Bia B'miktas Shmei Bia is derived from a Hekesh, and it's not Chomur, it's not as Chomur as Bias Kulo. We're not saying that Bia B'miktas is Bias Kulo, it's one step later. And therefore, even if the Torah was Matir Bia B'miktas, that doesn't create a Heter for Bias Kulo. So it's interesting that that Teretz of Tosus and Yevamis is assuming our first definition, namely that our second definition, if you will, that he's chayev on miktas Bia. But the Torah, when allows miktas Bia, wouldn't go as far as to allow kulo. Tosus gives another teretz over there that since it's possible for the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah through Bia b'miktas, if he goes kulo into the Azora, he's chayev just like an Adam shenitma but Azora, has to get out of the Azora. And if he has a Derech Tzor to get out, and he goes through Derech Arucha, he's Chayev. Now, as an introduction to the next Sugya, the Gemara is going to now ask Akasha on Ula from a Braisa. So let's mention the following introductory material so we have some background here. We're at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. The Torah in Perek Hay says that a Tomei has to be sent chutz lamachne. The pasuk is tzav es bnei Yisrael v'yishlechu min hamachne kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nefesh. And the Gemara interprets this in Psachim that there are in fact shlosha machnos. There's number one machne shechina, number two machne levia, and number three machne Yisrael. The machne shechina is the azara and anything more kodesh b'lifnai v'lifnim, and tmeim are not allowed to go into the azara. That's called the Ezrus Yisrael, the machne shechina. And even if someone was tamei by having contact with a sheretz, and how much more so if he had contact with a mess, he's not allowed to enter into the machne shechina. Then we go down one level to the machne levia. And that's from the Pesach Harabayis up to a place which is called Shar Nikanar, which was between the Ezrus Noshim and the Ezrus Yisrael. So basically the Ezrus Noshim is part of the Machne Levia, and the entire Chatzer around the Migdash from the beginning of the Harabayis together with the Ezrus Noshim is called Machne Levia. And as far as the Torah law is concerned, the only tmeim that are enjoined from entering into the Machne Levia are what's called tmeim betuma yotzes migufa, which means zav, zova, balkeri, nida, yoledes. But someone who has no tum in his guf, just that he had contact with the sheretz, for example, as far as Doraisa is concerned, he's allowed to enter into the Machne Levia. And the Rabbanon made a gzera, and that's a sugyan psachim, also on Daf Samach Vav, that Chachom made a gzera that there's certain places which are part of the Machne Levia, that even someone who he's only a Tomei Sheretz, he's not Yotzis Migufo, he should avoid those places. And that's considered min achayel vilifnim. Chayel is the inner part of the Harabayis, and going in towards the Azor, that all is considered min Rabbanon, the part of the Machne Levia which the Rabbanon enjoined a Tomei, even a Tomei Sheretz, to go into. Then we go down to the third level, the third, so to speak, circle, and that's called the Machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael includes all those cities in Eretz Yisrael that are mukafos choma, that are surrounded by walls. And this halacha of Machne Yisrael is only relevant to one tamei, and that's the Mitzora. Now, as far as Tumah is concerned, there are three levels of Tumah. There's one level of Tumah, which is the most intense level of Tumah, is a tamei who has not gone into the mikveh yet. He was not Tovel Letaros, so he's completely Tomei, no matter what he counted and how many days have passed. Then we get to the second level, and that's called a Tvul Yom. That's a person who already went to mikveh. He was Tovel Letaros, but he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, and he's called a Tvul Yom. His Tumah is a little bit weaker than that of a full blasted Tomei. However, he hasn't completed his purification, his Tara, until sunset. His din is that lechulin, lemasasheni, leparaduma, for certain dinim, he's considered Tara legamre. However, he's considered till Tomei for most other dinim like Truma, Kodshim, and Bias Migdosh. That he needs Harav Shemesh. Then we have the third level of Tomei, is a person who already went into the mikvah. He's already passed Harav Shemesh after his tvila, but he hasn't yet brought his karbonos, which he requires in order to purify himself. Like, for example, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, Mitzora, these are what we call Mechusrei Kapara, that even though they did everything in the Seder of Tara, but what they're lacking is to bring the Seder karbonos after that Tara in order to complete that Tara. And the status of Mechusa Kippurim is that these individuals, as far as Lechulim, Letruma, Hem Tahorim, however, as far as Kodshim are concerned, they are still considered Tmeim until they bring their Karbonos. Excuse me. Now, there's also an Iser Mechusa Kapparim Kippurim to go into the Machne Shechina. And if a Mechusa Kippurim, who's on the lowest level, the weakest level of Tumah, is enjoined from the Machne Shechina, then how much more so is a Tful Yom, who's waiting for Erev Shemesh, he's not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina. As far as the Machne Levi is concerned, the Torah says that a Mechusa Kapor is allowed to go into the Machne Levi, and the only Tomei who's not allowed to go into the Machne Levi is a Tful Yom. Now, in order to continue our introduction, our background, we're going to speak about the Seder of Taras HaMetzorah. After the person was healed from his Tzoras, he's got to bring Shtei Tziporim. One is Shechted, and there's a Hazos Dam. The other one is the live bird that's sent Al Pnei HaSod. After he's done the procedure of the two Tziporim, now he has to shave off his hair, and then he has to be Tovel, and then he counts 7 days. On the seventh day, he again makes sure to shave, a Giluach, and a second time he goes to Mikvah. Then he becomes a Tful Yom until Harif Shemesh. With Harif Shemesh, he becomes Tar, even for Truma, because we said before that a Tful Yom is enjoined from Truma. Let me just review what we said about a Tful Yom. We said that a Tful Yom is not allowed to eat Truma and Kodshim. And of course, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, after the Mitzora has already gone through this third stage, so he did the Tziporim, and he did the Tefillah, he did the Shivas Yomim Zayin Nikiyim, and he's done the Giluach. He did a second tefillah, and he even waited till after Harav Shamash. So everything in that system is behind him. But he's still Mechusa Kippurim. Because on the eighth day, and not before, that's 8 days past his first tefillah, he has to bring his karbanos. One of the karbanos he brings is a karban asham. And the Kohen takes the dam of the asham and places it on the bahones, Yadav Raglav Hayimonis, and Tnuch Ozen Hayimonis. Now, in order to achieve all this, the Mitzora would have to enter into the Ezris Noshim. He's got to place his head into the Ezris Noshim. And the Kohen is going to take from the Dam, and he's going to place it on Tnuch Ozno Hayimonis. Then the Mitzoros has to enter his, he has to take his right hand on the Bohen Yodov, and he's got to place that into the Azorah. Then he has to take his right leg and put that into the Azorah so that he get the Dam on the Bohen Raglav. Now, the problem is that if they take the Dam out of the Azorah, the Dam becomes possible. So therefore there's no choice but to have the Mitzorah enter into the Azor. Now, after the Zrikas Dam is done, then we're left with the next part of the purification process. And that is what we call the Lug HaShemen, which means that the Kohen takes a Lug Shemen, a certain volume of Shemen, he places it into the palm of his hand, and he puts it on the Mitzorah in the same Seder that we mentioned before. If there's any shemen that's left over afterwards, he places it over the head of the Mitzorah. Now, since he's not yet finished all his karbonos yet, he's a Mechusa Kapar, he's not allowed to enter into the Machne Shechina, and he's enjoined from Kodshim and Truma, and the problem is that for the Matan Domim, he's got to enter into the Azorah. And the Azorah has, of course, as we said at the outset, the din of Machne Shechina. Tful Yom is enjoined from Machne Shechina. So what they did was they placed the Mitzorah inside the Shar Nikanor, and from there he would stretch out his thumbs into the Azorah, and the Kohen would put the Dam on his Bohonos, which means that even though Shari Niknar opens up into the Ezras Yisrael, it wasn't sanctified with the Kedushas HaZorah. Its Kedusha was that of the Kedushas Ezras Noshim, which means it's part of the Machta Leviya. And the Mechusa Kippurim, if you remember, is allowed to enter into the Machta Leviya. And that's the Sugim Psof and Pehei. Which means that all the Sha'arim Be'azara have the Kedusha of the Azara, with the one exception of Shar Nikanar, which was not sanctified, so that Mitzorah could stand there and he could enter, he could place his Bahonas Yodov into the Shar Nikanar. Now Tosus in Masechet Yevamos asks, why do they hesitate to be Mekadesh the Shar Nikanar? After all, the Mitzorayim are allowed to stand outside the Shar and place their hands inside the Chalal HaShar, the empty space of the Shar, and let the Dam go on them there. So why was there a problem here? And Tosfos answers that Chalal HaShar, the empty space at the gate, Eino Kosher L'matan Bahonos. So therefore, even if it has the Kedusha of the Azara, it's excluded from Matan Bahoros of Mitzorah, because with regard to Mitzorah, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem, and Lifnei Hashem means he's got to be in the Avir of the Azara. He cannot be in the Shar, or even the Chalal HaShar. He's got to be in the Avir of the Azara. Tosfos gives another teretz, that this was the Takonas HaMitzorayim, that should be able to stand in the Chalal HaShar, and then they would be protected from the hot sun. And the Briskarov has a number of rayos that Lifnei Hashem, that it says in Mitzorah and also in Sota, is Dafka, a reference to Shar Nikanor. So having given this very short synopsis and background, let's learn the Gemara. Esvei, Rav Hoshe asks Akasha to Ula. Ula has just been finished establishing that Negiyah B'miktsas, Shmei Negiyah, and Biyah B'miktsas, Shmei Biyah. So the Gemara asks from a Braisa that deals with Mitzorah on his eighth day, he's ready for the bringing of the Karbonos, but he has to bring part of his guf into the Azor in order to receive the Dam Osham and the Log Shemen Al Tnuch Ozno and Bahonos Yodav Araglov. And this is what it says in the Braisa, Mitzorah Shechal Shmini Shalom Leos B'Erev HaPesach. So now we have the following scenario. We have the Mitzorah who desperately wants to bring the Korban Pesach like the rest of the Jewish nation. He's undergone all the elements that make up his Tara. However, he's missing the Hachnosas Gufo Lazorah for the Kabbalas Dam HaOsham and the Lug HaShem and Abohonosov, etc. Now, this eighth day is the day in which he wants to enter into the Har HaBayis, and he wants to take his hands and his feet, or his hand and his foot, into the Azara in order to receive the Matan Bahonos, the Daman al Bahonos. But now what's the pressing need is that it's Erev Pesach. However, just to complicate matters, in addition to the fact that it's the eighth day since his tefillah, first tefillah, and he's a mitzorah. Not only that, v'ra keri bo bayom v'toval. So he's now a mechusa kapora, and he's a person who needs what we call a tful yom, who needs herif shemesh. Combination of those two. Amru chachamim. The Braisa records that according to Chachamim, afal pisha ein tful yom acher nichnas. We said before that a tful yom is not allowed to enter into the Har HaBayis, and if he hasn't brought his karbonos yet, that he's obligated, like in the case of Mechusa Kapora, he's also enjoined from entering into the Har HaBayis. The Tful Yom has the same din as a Zav, who's not allowed to enter into Machna Leviya. And the Gemara Pesachim derives this from a Pasuk V'chol Zav as a ribui of Baal Keri. So the Baal Keri is also excluded from Shtei Machnos. Again, there's a third Machno, but that's relevant to Mitzora right now. Now we're talking about Mechusar Kapor, like in the, like a Tfulyom who's missing Harif Shemesh, like the case of a Baal Keri. And even though he was Tovel already, because we're talking about a Tfulyom, nevertheless, we're assuming that a Tfulyom, in the case of a Zav, has a din of a Zav, and yet this Tfulyom, who's also Mitzora on the eighth day of his purification process, on Erev Pesach, Nichnas Laharabayis, he's allowed to enter into the Harabayis. Now, why is that so? Because he is now a Mitzora who needs his Matan Bahonos, which he can be machnis his hands into the Azorah for the purpose of Matan Bahonos, in order to be mitar himself from his Tzoras, so that tonight he can be mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. In other words, if they won't put the dam and the shemen on his Bahonos, and he's Mechusa Kapora, as we said before, a Mechusa Kapora is enjoined from eating Basar Kodshim, and included in that is Basar Pesach. And not only that, if he is enjoined from eating the Korban Pesach, then he's not allowed to be makriv the Korban Pesach, because the Pesach, the essence of the Korban Pesach is the Achila, and that's called in the Gemara's language, HaPesach Einu Korev El Yochlov. So now it comes out like this. He himself is not allowed to go into the Azara, and that's the din of a Tfulyom. And Azara, a Tfulyom goes into the Azara's Chayev Kares, but nevertheless he can send someone else in to be Makar of the Pesach on his behalf. And that you'll see here in Rashi Dibra Maskil Zeh. Now, why are we allowing this Mitzora on the eighth day of his Tzaras to enter in to the Harabayis, put his hands in the Azor, receive the Matan Bahonos? And the answer is, because otherwise he'll have to forfeit the Korban Pesach. And as we said, not just the Achil, but also the Akrova. And Mutav Sheyovo Essay, but the essay of Pesach, Sheyeshbo Kares, is only one of two essays in the Torah that generate Kares, that in Mila, the Yitche essay of Balkari, Sheyeshbo Kares. What's the essay of Balkari? The Torah says, Sav, Bamidbar Hei Tzav Es B'nei Yisrael, V'yishalchu Min HaMachne, Kol Tzarua V'chol Zav V'chol Tomi L'Nefesh. So as far as the Baal Keri is concerned, he has the same status here as a Zav, and he has to be sent out from the Machna. Again, that's a Kiyum essay, and we could derive from that Kiyum essay an Easter essay. The Baal Keri is not allowed to go into the Machna. We're talking about the Machna Levi, we're talking about the Harabayis. And yet, this Braisa is going to allow the Mitzora to do what would normally be prohibited, but for the sake of the Korban Pesach, which is an essay, Sheyesh Bo Kares, we're going to override the Isur of Yishalchu Min HaMachna, which is an Isur essay. And the case of a Tomei who's Nichnas Michomas Hazor Lefnim, from the Ezris Yisrael inside into the Machna Shechina, is that he's in violation of an Isur essay, but not a Chiyuv Kares. Chiyuv Kares only applies in a full-fledged Tameh. And on this point, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he disagrees, and he holds that Dvar Torah Afilu Esei Ein Bo. In the case of a Tfulyom from Tumas Keri, on a Doraisa level, the Iser of entering into the Arbayis doesn't exist. Shenemar, it says in Divrei Hayom, Vayamod Yehoshafat Bekahal Yehuda V'Yerushalayim B'Beis Hashem Lifnei HaChotzer HaChadosha. And Chotzer HaChadosha is a term that's synonymous with the Harabais. It's a kinui for the Harabais. And Rabbi Yochanan darshins, he says, Umay Chotzer HaChadosha, why is the Harabais called the Chotzer HaChadosha, Rabbi Yochanan? Shechidshu Ba Dvorim Harbe. They called this area called the Harabais a Chotzer HaChadosha because of Chidushe Halachos. And then it says, the Amru Tful Yom Al Yikanes Lamachna Levia. The Chachamim instituted an Iser on a Tful Yom, Midrabanan, of course, not to enter into the Machna Levia. Now, this Iser is only Midrabanan. As we said before, a Tful Yom, the way we understood it before in the Braisa, is not allowed to enter into the Arbayis, to the Machna Levia on a Doraisa level. And that's called an Iser Essay. But Rabbi Yochanan holds note that there's not even an Iser Essay for the Tful Yom to be enjoined from entering to the Harbayis. And he has a riot from the Pasuk Divrei Yomim. But as far as the Rabbanan is concerned, the Rabbanan prohibited him from going up onto the Harbayis. V'yomru Tful Yom al Yikonis l'machna l'viya. Amru means it was a declaration, a proclamation of the Rabbanon. And because this Iser is only the Rabbanon, we have a principle called Lohemidu Chachomis Divrei B'makom Kores. The Rabbanon are not going to say he can't enter into the Machna Levi and therefore he won't be able to bring his Korban Pesach. That's what the Rabbanon are not going to do. So that even if a Zav, which has Tuma Yotzis Minagufo, is also Midaraisa in Machna Levia, but Rabbi Yochanan is saying that a Tful Yom of a Zav is not like a Zav. The Taina of the Braisa says that he violates an essay, which means that according to the Braisa, Tful Yom, in the case of a Zav, has the status of a Zav. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tful Yom has the status of a Zav Midrabanan, but certainly not Midaraisa. So the question that we have now from Rav Hoshea, which we said again earlier, that Rav Hoshea is going to attack Ula, Esve, and he says the following, V'iyam et bia v'miksa shmei bia, hechi ma'ayel yode v'behonos, how is the Mitzora able, when he's a Balkeri, to put his hands into the Azorah for the purpose of Matan Behonos, Idi v'idi, esse sheyesh bo kares. In other words, he's doing it for the sake of the achilas psachim, which is, of course, an isa kares, if he doesn't bring the korban pesach. But the iser for a tummy to go into the azara is now being pushed aside by the mitzvah saseh of achilas pesach. So the Gemara says that Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares Hu. The Gemara is assuming that's this line, Idi V'idi, Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares Hu, that we're talking about Bias HaTomi L'Migdosh as an Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares, apparently derived from the post that we mentioned earlier, V'yashachu min amachna kol tzuruv v'chol zav v'chol tovi l'nefesh. And the violation for that is an Isa Kares. And another case of an Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares is Achilas HaPesach. So how are we going to allow, in this case of Mitzora, the Yom HaShmini, how are we going to allow him to violate an Iser Kares of Bias Tomei Lemigdash for the sake of an Esei of Pesach? Although, again, the Esei of Pesach might also be an Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares, but how does it trump the Esei of Bias Tomei Lemigdash? Now this question about how we're going to allow the violation of the Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares of Mitzora, of Balkeri, excuse me, to override the Esei Sheyesh Bo Kares of Achilas HaPesach, of Akrovas HaPesach, that's all an attack on Ula based on the principle of Ula that Bia B'Mitzas Shmei Bia. because otherwise, the fact that this person is a mitzorin and he's a balkari and he has to be mitar himself from his tzaras before we can allow him to eat from the Korban Pesach, that's because the mitzorah is going to have to enter into the azor in order to receive the matan bahonos. But the question is, how can you override that isur of Tomei Shenichnas LeMikdash based on the essay of Korban Pesach? Amale. So again, we're talking about a mitzorah in the sense that in order to be mitar himself from tzaras, he needs the matan bahonos. Says Ula back to Rav Oshia, mitunach, meaning from the heavy burden that you want to place on me, that heavy rock, achbid olecha, I will place it on you. In other words, I'll be docha your question from the very premise of your question. You were asking from mitzorah, is shiny mitzorah. The mitzorah has a different din. It's gzeiras hakosuv to be matir the mitzorah to enter his hands into the azara. Even though he's a mechusak haparim and he's not allowed to enter into the azara, but since there's gzeiras hakosuv here to be matir him to put his hands in the azara. Is hoil v'hutar litzaraso huta likirio. Again, we're talking about an overlap of a person who's a mitzorah on his eighth day, and he's also a balkeri. So since the Torah is being matir, the case of a mitzorah on the eighth day, because again, is basically saying you're right, Rav Hoshia, that bia b'miktas shmei bia, and we would not allow under normal situations a mitzora, and how much more so a balkeri to enter into the azara, and bringing his hands in the azara is miktas bia shmei bia. But this case of a balkeri is a unique case, because we're talking about a mitzorah, and the Torah was matir a mitzorah and completely alleviated the isur of knisas ayad into the azara. And if the Torah is being matir such a thing, even though the status of the mitzorah is that of a mechusa kippurim, and he'd be chayv kares for going into the azara, and yet the Torah was matir his tzaras, as far as the Isa Knisa Sayad into the Azara, is therefore Huta Likirya. Once the Torah is Matir, the Iser of Hachnosis Yad, which is a Shmei Bia for a Mitzora, in order to allow him to get out of his tzaras, is therefore Huta Likirya. Then by the same token, they were Matir the Iser of a balkeri from placing his hand inside the azara, and this is all for the tzorach for the purpose of matan bahonos. The Torah was matir the isur bias tzaras for that tumah into the azara. The Torah was memela matir even the isur of nasis yad that comes from the tumas keri, and all this is the tzorach matan bahonos. And if he was not tovel, he would be allowed to enter into for the same reason, but the derech was that as long as he could be mitar himself, he should do the maximum amount of tara that he really can do. So he was tovel himself, and now the Torah was matir him for the sake of the bahonus yad to enter into the azora. So now the Gemara analyzes this principle that once the Torah was matir one iser, in one particular circumstance, then the Torah is matir even another Isur that joined together with the first Isur. Om Rav Yosef, Kasovar Ula, Ula is of the opinion that Ruban Zovin, Venasut Me Meis, Hoil Vahuchul Tuma, Huchel is Ziva. It means that we can derive from Ula the following din. There's Allah in Korban Pesach that if Rov Yisrael Atmeim Bitumas Mes, we can be Makriv the Pesach Bituma. But if they were Tmeim Tuma Zav, that Tuma is not pushed aside, and Pesach could not, the Korban Pesach could not be brought. Now, according to Ula, let's say Ruban Shel Yisrael with Tmeim on Erev Pesach in a Tuma Zav, is Nasu Tmei Mesim. And on that day itself, after they were Tomei and Ziva, they become Tmei Mesim, Hoil Vahutru Litum Asan, Hutru Lizivasam. Just as the Torah was Matir Tumas Mes, in order to allow someone to be Makir the Karbon, they were also Matir Tumas Ziva. And it could be brought, the Pesach could be brought. So again, since the Torah was Matir, the Tumah of Tumas Mes, in the case of Rov Yisrael Tmeim, therefore, Huchu Zivosam, they were Matir, even Tumas Ziva. And that's something, for the sake of the Korban Pesach, that's something that we derive from the logical approach of Ula. However, Abai thinks that the two cases are not comparable. Abai Amar Le Abaye to Rav Yosef. Me, dummy, can you really equate this scenario with the din of Ula? Because what happened first? There was a Tumas Ziva, and the Torah was not Matir the Tumas Ziva in order to bring Makir of the Karban. Only afterwards, what happened was that they were Matir, Tumas Mes, and it was Hutra. So let's focus on the sequence. In the case of Ula, he was a Mitzora, and then he became a Balkeri on the eighth day. So we start with Tzaras. The Torah is Matir Tzaras, meaning Knisa Lazora, whatever it is, the Matin Bahonos, and the Bias Mitzvah Shmei Bia, for the sake of Taras Hatzaras. And then, once that heter is chal vis-a-vis taras, it's chal vis-a-vis balkeri as well, tumas keri as well. And in that case, we understand the logic of Ula, but now you, Rav Yosef, want to extend the Ula and apply it to a case where the tuma that didn't lend itself to the heter of Torah came first. And that's what he says over here, that first he had a Tumas Zav, a Tumas Ziva, which was never permitted for the sake of Hakrovas Korban Pesach, and then he became a Tomei Mes, which the Torah was Matir, for the sake of Korban Pesach. So again, in that case, where you started with Tumas Ziva, then once the Tumas Ziva sets in, then the law is that the Torah wasn't Matir Tumas Ziva for the sake of Hakrovas HaPesach. Even though now you add to it a second Tumas Mes, that's not going to change the scorecard here. But that's not at all similar to the case of a Mitzora who later on became a Balkeri. Because since this Heter, for the sake of Achilas Korban Pesach, was formulated in the case of a Mitzora, and his Tumas Tzoras came before his Tumas Keri, it makes sense that now we can extend the Heter. Amalei Sabai retorts to Rav Yosef, Dilma Hachi Kamamar. Perhaps this is what you meant. So very interesting, because it was Abaye who was trying to upslug Rav Yosef, but now there's a different kind of an attitude. Abai is saying, Dilma Hachi Kamamar. Maybe your Kavanah was a din in another scenario. And that is, if Ruban Shel Yisrael Tmei Mesim, on Erev Pesach, of course, Vinasu, then afterwards they become Tmeim Bezovim. Again, I don't know exactly how this happened. Is Hoel Vahutru Litumasam, since vis-a-vis Tumas Mes, which came first, the Torah was Matirit, And the possibility of understanding Rav Yosef in this light is that we're talking about Tumas Mes. And Tumas Mes, the Torah was matir, if need be, for the sake of the Korban Pesach. And now we can apply the principle of Oil v'huchul tumasom huchul zivosim. Since the Torah was matir Tumas Mes, that came first, therefore that heter extends to include Tumas Ziva as well. And that's similar to the case of Ula, where he started as a Mitzorah and then he became a Balkeri. Amalei in. So Rav Yosef says, that's exactly what I had in mind. And Abai continues, and he rejects even this din. He says, Vakati lo domi, it's still not similar. In other words, this is not similar to a Mitzorah Shara Keri, because in the case of Mitzorah, that is allowed to be machnis yodav lebahonos heterahu. The Torah said an absolute heter. And the Torah said that he's dafka obligated to be machnis yodav, even though he's tamei. His whole v'ishterei. Now, you could say that once the Torah is matir tuma, therefore be matir, since it was matir tumas tsaras, then he could be matir tumas carry as well. But in the case of Tuma, of Tmei Mes, that were makriv their carbon, their Tuma is not Hutra, but rather it's Dechuya, Dechuyahi. So we're going to be Doche, the Tuma of Tzaras, for the sake of the Korban Pesach. We were Matir Tzaras, and then we extended that to the carry situation. However, that's not similar to the case of Tuma of Mess, when the Tzibur were Tmei Mess, and they bring the Karban, which is only Dechuya, and the Torah was Docha for the sake of the Pesach, Bekoshi, for the Tmei Mess. It's not something that you call a Heter Gomer, it's just that we have no choice. And in this case, we need a Ritzui Tzitz as well, as therefore lahai idchai, lahai lo idchai. So in the case of Tumas Mes, the Torah was Doche Tumas Mes, but it wasn't Doche Tumas Ziva. And this is not the case of Mitzorah who became a Balkeri, because in the case of Mitzorah, the Torah was Matirid. In fact, the Torah commanded the Mitzorah on this eighth day for the sake of the Korban Pesach to be Matir is Tuma, and go into the Azorah, whatever part of his body, etc., that we spoke about before. So when you're talking about a heter of Hutra, then you could say the Torah was matir this tuma. And if the Torah is matir this tuma, then the Torah is going to be matir even a tumas keri. But that doesn't shed a light and cannot be analogous to the case of Tmei Meis, because Tmei Meis, that's already Dechuya. That requires Ritzui Tzitz. And for the sake of the Tahara, we're going to be Doche, but we can only be Doche that Tumah of Tumas Mes. We're not able to be Doche the Tumas Ziva. Now the Gemara quotes Rava, who argues against Abai. Omalei Rava, Adarabba, Ipcha Mestabra. The other Svara is more logical. Mitzora Heterahu. You're right that the Mitzorah, the Torah, was matir the Issa completely. But now we're not going to accept Ula, because Laha Ishtrei, Laha Lo Ishtrei. The Torah was matir the Tumas Saras, but the Torah wasn't matir Tumas Keri. And that's not the case in the Issa Tumah. When a carbon is bar betuma, like for example in Tmei Meis, if Rova Tzibra Tmei Meis is Dechuyahu, there was no heter on the tuma, it's only a din of Dechuya. In other words, for the sake of the mitzvah sakarbon, they would doche this tuma, the Issa tuma. Is Mali Chad Dechuya, Mali Shte Dechios. Now, if we have to be doche one tuma, then we could already be doche two tumas. That's the svara of Rava. And the Gemara says, Michlal, from both Abai and Rava, we can derive the conclusion that Shavayu Sviralu Tumadachuyahi Betzibur. Notice the din that we are matir. Tuma, in the case of a carbon tzibur, that's only. I mean to say, if Rov Atzibur Tomei, we're going to be matir Tuma for the sake of a carbon tzibur. But it doesn't mean Hutra, it means Dechuya. It's only Nidches, Bekoshi, as we said before, for the sake of the mitzvah of carbon pesach. Now, how does this Sugya square with Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman in Masechta Yoma that we mentioned earlier, one of the earlier Shiurim? They argue about whether Tumas Meses Hutra B'tzibur, and there's no need to run around looking for Tahorim. Or shall we say, Dechuya? And if it's Dechuya, then we have to be Chozer Achrei Tahorim. And if there are any Tekonim Tahorim, we're going to insist that they do the avoda, even if they don't belong to that base Av. So we have a clear-cut machlok between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes with clear nafkaminas, whether or not, in the case of Tumas Mes, we're talking about Hutra or Dechuya. Let's just mention that Rashi, Hadira Maslo Tuma, writes that if Tumas Dechuya B'tzibur, and it's not Hutra, you need Ritzi Tzitz. Rashi in Yuma writes that only Tumas HaKodshim needs Ritz, if the Kodesh itself becomes Tomei. But Tumas HaGuf, B'tzibur is Nidches, even without Tzitz. In any way, Rabosa, we'll stop here on the top of Lamed Gimel, Amid Alf Mitzvah, and Lech, in the next Shia, we'll try to bring a Raya to Ula, about Bia B'mikzah Shmei Bia, from the Sugya of Smicha B'Karbonos. That opens up a whole new Sugya of Smicha B'Karbonos.